The children will join me up here for a children's message. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Okay, I have some coins that we're going to do something with today, and I've left them somewhere, so let me just call them real quick, okay? You guys know what coins are? Coins are like the money. Some of us are young. Coins are the money that, you know, it's sort of like this big, and they're not worth a whole lot, these coins, but they're money. So let me just see if they'll come real quick. Coins! Coins! Come here! We're ready! It takes an hour. I don't see them coming. Does anybody see the coins coming?
No, because they don't move, and it takes an hour to get here.
You're right. The coins don't move. Yeah. He's absolutely right. The coins come when you call them. No, I better go get these coins. Hang on, let me see right here. I'm going to see if I can climb up here and get these coins. Okay, so I thought what would be really fun is if we would play some hide and seek with these coins. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen. I'm going to hide these coins, and then we're going to see if the coins can come and find us. Does that sound good? So the coins are going to be hidden, or let's say they could be hidden or lost or something. So we're just going to, we're just going to throw some coins under there. Okay. Now, here we go. Ready or not, come find us. Wait, no, we're staying here. The coins are going to find us. Are they coming? Okay, I don't want to look. They're not coming yet? How long do you think we're going to have to wait for the coins to find us?
An hour.
So you're saying no matter how long we sit here, those coins are never going to come out here and come to us?
No.
No, you're right. Why?
Because
coins can't move. Coins, if they're going to be moved, somebody has to come get them, right? And carry them to where they need to be. They just can't do it, right? Yeah, these coins don't have brains, they don't have muscles, they don't have the things that they need to be able to come to us. They don't have legs? The only way is if someone rolls it or drops it, but it still takes somebody to do it, right? Well, you guys are absolutely right. You know a lot about coins. Jesus tells us a story about coins in our gospel reading today. And Jesus talks about these coins that are lost, and he sort of compares us to coins that are lost. Coins that are lost can't find their way back home, can they? No. And Jesus sort of compares that to us and says, you know what? We can't find our way back home to God on our own either. If we sort of wander away from God, we just don't have what it takes to get back to God. You know what it takes for God to bring us home? We can't get there by ourselves. God comes to us. God finds us and loves us. Even when we mess up, even when we're not good enough, God finds us and says, I love you, you are mine, and God brings us home. And just like these coins, there's no way we could be in good relationship with God on our own. We just can't do it. We don't have what it takes, just like these coins don't have what it takes to get themselves somewhere. But the good news is that God loves us so much that God always comes to find us. And when God does, you know what happens? God is so happy, God rejoices, and there's a big party to celebrate. Does that sound pretty good to you guys? So I want you to know that God will always come looking for you. God always claims you. God will always find you, and you are loved no matter what. Thanks be to God for that. Will you guys pray with me? Lord God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for finding us. Thank you for bringing us home no matter what. Amen. Thank you, guys. Okay, if you are going to Children's Church, you can line up at that door, but you're welcome to stay too.